Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May the 18th, 2024. I get a lot of different kinds of emails from people that listen to this program and watch my TV programs on the website at aspire.org. And it's always interesting to hear their interpretation of what I'm doing or what they think of in the form of their religious beliefs and things like that. It is always interesting. And I sit here and marvel at some of the things I'm reading from people because they're just so out of touch. And I find it just amazing. Anyway, Linda from Nevada, that's all she'll tell me, sent me a long, long email about Trump and about religious points of view and about needing leaders in our country, people to, you know, take us out. And then finally, at the end of her email, which was very interesting, she said, why do we need someone or something, religion or politician, to live for, to lead us? Why do we need leaders? And then she went into how can we trust them, blah, blah. And then she went into me and said, how do we know, you know, to trust you, blah, blah, things like that. It's all very interesting. Well, Linda, I'm not asking you to trust me. You don't have to believe me. Hell, most people don't. They don't. They hear these broadcasts or watch my TV programs and they just don't get what I'm doing or what it's about because to them it sounds very off-putting. So I make it, shall we say, a point to make sure that I cleanse the temple before I get too deep with people. I, on purpose, deliberately, try to discourage people to work on themselves because for the most part, they're not going to do it anyway. Only the ones who are steadfast, those who really see the bigger picture of their life and the meaning of this livingness, do I care to maybe extend myself a little further and a little further. Most people are very casual about what it is they think of as religion, or they think that they, you know, don't need to listen to someone like me, and they're probably right. They don't. There's a lot of nihilism and there's a lot of mental illness, a ton of mental illness in this country, more than I've ever seen in my lifetime. And I've been around a while. So I look at all of this, I listen to all of this, and I think your email to me was rather interesting, to say the least. Why do we need to follow someone? Why do we need leaders and things like that? Why can't we do it on our own? Why can't we find that place within us where a sense of consciousness exists and we actually follow the way from within ourselves? Well, we are creatures of our humanity, not of our heart. And that's why we live out of the whole idea of being someone or something that is following a path or a person that is popular or seems to have the answers to our predicaments in our life that we ourselves have created and simply don't want to take responsibility for. So we want someone in this world to tell us what to do, when to do it, how to do it, because we can't find the way within ourselves. And Linda, you sound like that kind of person. You're looking for someone or something to believe in. Why can't you drop your belief and just live in the beauty of your own being, the beauty of your own heart, the beauty of the awakening of the heart, I should really say, and then live from the premise of that. Why do you need someone to believe in that you probably are going to only follow because they think the way you do? What reward have you if you only live what you live and follow a person that you like because they agree with your philosophy? Why can't you explore beyond that philosophy? People want to belong to something all the time. And that belonging is about being with those who have the same bias and ego that we have. I try to offer an alternative to all of this. It is not easy to do in this world, I can tell you that. Filled with a bunch of nihilists and a ton of mental illness in this country. And most people who are deeply mentally ill don't know they are. And that's why they try to follow people, political leaders, religious leaders. They try to follow these people and live their lives with them because they want to be on the right side of the ship. It's all about self-righteousness, self-preservation. You need to read some books, but I know you won't, so I'm not going to even offer them to you. But maybe you might consider Sapiens, Homo Deus, Behave, and Determined. These books by different authors are very, very powerful. You can look them up. It's impossible for the average person who is distinctly average, and I mean stinkly, distinctly average, pedestrian mentality, to rise up within themselves and realize the great love that lives within. And that love is all you really need to follow. But to follow it, you have to give up so many things. You have to give up your pride, your ego, your vanity, your assumptions, your presumptions, your conclusions. And most people aren't going to do that. I'd say 99% of the people I know, even my own students, don't do that. Why? Because they need to think they're right. They need to belong to some fraternity that makes them feel as though they're not alone in this world with their very indignant beliefs and thoughts and theories, and that's as far as they'll ever want to go. They want to live their life on their terms, their way, their manner, and they have reduced it down to nothing more than survival. And sex, that's the two big things. And then they want religion and philosophy to kind of gloss that over and give it a polish and a shine, a sheen that they think will make them legitimate to live in society. So that's about as far as it ever goes with people. We live in this kind of world. And if you understand the nature of your body, the nature of your mind, how it is postured, how it is positioned to be literal-minded and looking for, well, conflict. We love conflict. Most people don't want to admit it, but they live in the conflict of their mind that is constantly hounding them and pushing them like a bully into assumptions and presumptions. There is nothing anyone like myself could say. And there are many great teachers that have been in this world and left this world who understand exactly what I'm talking about. It's a very, very difficult thing to do, to offer a different kind of manner, a different posture, a different way within. So all I can really say to you, Linda, is you probably need to keep going the way you're going. Keep thinking the way you're thinking. Keep doing the way you're doing until it dawns on you that you just can't do that anymore. That's the best that most people can do. We live and learn from futility. And even though we learn that we're futile and that what we're doing is futile, it still doesn't belay the whole idea that we think we're right and we just want to be comfortable in our self-righteousness, in our anger, our fear. We just want to be comfortable in all of that in order to sustain some kind of you know, reality. Anyway, thank you, Linda, for your very interesting questions. And maybe one day I'll circle back and do a few more of yours. Thank you all for listening. Please forgive me, as always. Namaste.